Tree planting. The Kenya Forest Service, KFS, has teamed up with the Kenya Army to spearhead a tree planting campaign in Wajir County in an effort to combat environmental degradation and enhance sustainability. The initiative, launched amid the long rains, aims to contribute to the government's ambitious target of achieving a 30% tree cover across the country. Speaking on Wednesday after the tree planting exercise at Wajir Air Base, KFS Regional Conservator, Ambia Osman emphasized the critical role of tree planting in mitigating the impacts of global warming. She stressed that by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen, trees play a crucial role in restoring ecological balance. Ms. Osman urged individuals to embrace the initiative as a personal responsibility, highlighting its significance in securing a sustainable future for generations to come. Brig. David Chesare, the Northeastern Regional Commander, echoed Ms. Osman's sentiments, emphasizing the importance of nurturing the planted saplings. He urged citizens to provide regular care, including watering during dry spells and vigilant monitoring for pests and diseases. Chesare underscored the collective effort required to ensure the success of such endeavors, emphasizing that even small actions can yield significant results in building a better tomorrow. The ongoing long rains were identified as a boon for the newly planted trees, providing natural irrigation and fostering robust root development. This favorable weather condition offers an optimal start for the saplings, setting the stage for healthy growth and development. However, the initiative comes against the backdrop of environmental challenges in Wajir County, as highlighted by a recent field assessment report conducted by the Kenya Red Cross Society, KRCS, and other partners. The region faces the dual threats of prolonged droughts and occasional flash floods, both of which have severe repercussions on the livelihoods of communities. Tolman Noor, an administration officer, underscored the adverse effects of prolonged droughts, including food insecurity and economic instability. He noted that the scarcity of water resources exacerbates hardships for residents, particularly impacting women and children who bear the burden of fetching water over long distances. Wajir County is implementing integrated approaches to address various issues, including disaster risk management, water security, and food security. Tree planting initiatives form a crucial component of this framework, contributing to resilience building efforts and promoting sustainable development. The event was also graced by the Wajir Air Base Commander Brig. Stephen Sain.